Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 109 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm so happy to be here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. I also want to thank today's sponsor, an awesome company, a new service coming from the guys at 99 Designs, Swiftly.com. Swiftly.com is awesome. For just $19, a completely flat fee of $19 per task, you can get small design jobs done with a professional graphic designer in less than an hour. Like, how awesome is that? And actually, turnaround time is currently under 35 minutes. So any small tasks that you might need to be done design-wise, logo changes, social media stuff like Facebook covers, Twitter backgrounds, profile images, photo retouching, business card stuff, vectorization, banner ads, all those small types of jobs that, you know, typically you'd have to go and find somebody to do, and it might cost a little bit more money, and it'll take a lot of time. Not anymore. Swiftly.com/ask. Again, swiftly.com/ask. Check it out. Now let's get to today's question from Eric.
Hey, Pat, my name is Eric, and I coach individuals and organizations on employment and communication over at harmonyinsights.com. My question today has to do with domain names. I noticed you do a lot with PrettyLinks, and I love the information you've made available about that through your blog and your website. I'm wondering why you would choose to purchase a domain, a separate domain altogether on a topic, rather than just do, for example, smartpassiveincome.com/ and then whatever the topic is. Why would you choose to go and purchase a completely separate domain for something that looks like it? You might be able to link it using PrettyLinks, for example, from your main website? If you could shed some light on that, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate the podcasts.
Eric, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are listening who might not know exactly what Eric is talking about, I love to do redirects. And what a redirect is, simply a way to clean up a really long or really disgusting looking link, one that might be hard to memorize or hard to type in, and actually turn it into something much shorter, something much easier to remember, something that I can even track, something that just allows me to take these really long, ugly links and share them with everybody in a way that is a way that people are more likely going to click on them. So one way that Eric talked about was through a WordPress plugin called PrettyLink. And I love PrettyLink. It's a tool that you can use, a WordPress plugin that will turn your ugly links into pretty links. So it's sort of like a magic wand when it comes to redirecting in that way. So I can take, for example, my Bluehost link. My Bluehost is the domain and hosting company I recommend. If I tell people to go through my affiliate link actually is, it's a really long, ugly affiliate link with a bunch of numbers in it, which is my tracking ID. However, I have it using PrettyLink as smartpassiveincome.com/bluehost. That's it. Or askpat.com/Bluehost. Both of those work. Both of those are using the PrettyLink plugin. PrettyLink is a free plugin, but there's also a paid version with some more higher-end statistical analytical things you could do with it, and it's pretty cool, actually, what you could do with PrettyLink Pro. But I use PrettyLink Lite, which will work just fine, and you can check it out. You can choose to upgrade if you'd like. But again, it makes those really long, ugly links into really nice short links that are much cleaner. And what is cool about this is if somebody hears you say, oh, well, askpat.com/Bluehost, that's pretty darn easy to remember, right? As opposed to any long string of things with numbers or whatever, especially if you're doing video and especially if you're doing any sort of audio, so podcasting or anything like that. It just makes it so much easier to memorize. It's like on the radio when you hear the jingles, you know, and there's like a 1-800 number, but they always put a jingle behind it because it's easier to remember. Well, this is like that, but using URLs. PrettyLink will make these things easy for you. But Eric's asking, well, why do I sometimes actually just completely buy a brand new domain and use that instead of a PrettyLink? So for example, if I want to drive people to my landing page to go and download my ebook, I don't have smartpassiveincome.com/ebooks the smart way. I have ebooksthesmartway.com. Now, why do I do that? And it costs some money to get that domain name, and I have to pay, you know, X number of dollars a year. I mean, it's under 10 bucks a year to have that domain. But why don't I just do the PrettyLink when I could just do that? And why do I have to buy a domain name? Well, I'll tell you, Eric, and for everybody else out there, you don't have to do that. But I choose to do that because I found that the click-through rates are much higher when it's something like that. And there's a couple other reasons too. So for that specific example I gave you, Eric, ebooks the smart way. If I were to say smartpassiveincome.com/ebooks the smart way, I'd have to clarify whether there's spaces in there or dashes and things like that. If I simply say ebooksthesmartway.com, it's kind of implied that there are no spaces. I mean, there are no spaces in domain names, right? It is implied that there are no dashes, because if there were, I would say them, or else people would end up at the wrong spot. So I could simply say ebooksthesmartway.com, and boom, there you go. Secondly, it sounds much cooler. So again, this isn't anything that's required. You don't have to do this, but it does sound much more official when you do something like that. So for another example is I have a blog post on smartpassiveincome.com that teaches people how to set up a newsletter and start to build their email list. And I could give people the regular domain name for that, which is like, I forget what it is exactly. This is just made up, but it's like smartpassiveincome.com/how-to-start-and-email-list-newsletter or something like that, right? So it's pretty long, and I'd have to say that if I wanted people to remember it. But I could have shortened it using PrettyLink. I could have done smartpassiveincome.com/start-an-email-list, which sounds cool. It's much easier to remember. But then I actually have start-an-email-list.com. Like, that sounds so official, right? When somebody has taken the time to actually buy the domain, it just sounds more official. So people are like more likely to go through it because it's like, wow, that's like an actual website. Well, it actually just redirects using a forwarding function, which every sort of hosting company or domain company will give you that ability to do that. And I do that on several different occasions. Freekeywordwebinar.com. It's much easier to remember than and much more impressive, I guess you could say. And I'm doing air quotes when I say that, impressive, as opposed to smartpassiveincome.com/, again, with all these dashes, free-keyword-webinar. What else do I have? I have letgoday.com, which sounds really official. I have, there's a bunch of other ones. I can't even remember all of them right now, but I have them on a list somewhere. But, you know, it makes it just easier and makes it sound better. And, you know, I can always change out those things in the future as well, which you could do with PrettyLink. And I think this is one of the cool things. If you're not yet doing this redirect thing, this is probably the coolest part about it. So this goes a little beyond your question, Eric, but this is for everybody else listening. So for example, if I have a PrettyLink or one of these redirects that goes to a particular company, and that company might fold, for example, or might change, or maybe the agreements we have don't work out anymore, and I go with a different company. Well, I can just simply change where that link points to. So here's a good example of that actually being put into action. So I promote a company called Internet Business Mastery. This is by Jeremy and Jason over at internetbusinessmastery.com. I got to give them a huge shout out because they're a huge reason why I am where I am today. That's the program I got started with when I started in 2008, and they had a huge influence on my business decisions and getting to where I'm at in life now. Anyway, thank you, Jeremy and Jason, if you're listening to this. But anyway, I used to promote their product, their Internet Business Mastery Academy. So I had a pretty link set up, smartpassiveincome.com/IBM, which was redirecting to their sales page. And then they came out with a second version of their academy. So version 2.0 came out, which had a completely different link to their for their sales page. So it was like a, you know, it was just a different URL. So instead of having to go back into all the posts that I mentioned them and all the affiliate links I had spread throughout my site, and there were, you know, a couple dozen of them over time at this point, because I had written over 200 posts at this point, I just simply had to go into PrettyLink and change it once, and then it was automatically changed everywhere else, you know, because it's redirected. So that's the sort of application, and that's why redirecting is really cool. And you can do that sort of strategy with PrettyLink and also doing those direct URLs that you buy. And again, the main reason for doing that, Eric, is just simply because it is much more impressive and sounds cool, and you'll likely to get higher conversion rates as a result. Because again, it feels like people are going to your exact page. Just like I said, you know, why I say podcastingtutorial.com. I mean, that right there tells people straight away what they're going to get when they get on that page. It sounds very official, and it just simply redirects to my free 6-video tutorial to help people get set up with podcasting. And it's worked out really, really well. And now people are sharing that particular URL, which I think they're more likely to share than you know, the redirect page as well. And I also definitely make sure that when I have social sharing set up on that particular page, that it shares that direct URL as well. Because again, when people see that in their newsfeed or on Twitter, it sounds much more official. So podcastingtutorial.com is probably the best example I can give you. So Eric, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for it. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. If any of you out there have a question you'd like potentially feature here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. I also want to thank again today's sponsor, swiftly.com. A lot of you know that I work really closely with the guys at 99designs.com. Well, this is a new service coming directly from them. And I love this because it's for the small jobs. And a lot of us have small jobs that don't feel like they're worth, you know, signing up for 99designs for or hiring a developer on Elance. Well, this is a great service that fills in that hole. So for, again, $19, a completely flat fee, which I love too, and 100% money back guarantee if you aren't happy, super fast turnaround time, under 35 minutes right now is what their turnaround time is. You can get these small little things that are in your way in terms of design out of the way so you can move on with your business. You know, logo stuff, social media stuff, photo retouching, anything you need done. So again, check them out, swiftly.com/ask. That's how they'll know you came from the show. So thank you for that. And lastly, as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Jim Rohn. He says, "You must either modify your dreams or magnify your skills." Think about that one. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.